The International Spy Museum is no more than 10 kilometers from where three of the Russian agents lived, just outside Washington. And near the entrance to the exhibit are photos of uncovered Soviet spies. In a separate room is what is called the Spy School. This is a car from a James Bond movie. On a normal day, this would be a hit of the exhibit, as would the pistol made to look like lipstick and a lethal umbrella. But on this day, in light of the spy scandal, perhaps the most popular display is this unremarkable piece of paper. It contains a hidden message. Historian Mark Stott says this method of passing on data was used by the recently deported Russian agents.
In this particular case, we have a purchase order, and then underneath it, we have a secret message hidden which comes out under ultraviolet light. There are many different ways of doing this, but this is a very traditional technique. It's been around for centuries, and the Russians used it in this recent case.
Taking a few steps to the side, our camera crew finds itself under observation. As it turns out, it's not only our cameraman who records everything that is happening around us. There is this camera hidden in a pair of glasses. Next to the dummy is a suitcase. Anyone who tries to appropriate it will be dealt a high-voltage shock. Stott demonstrates elaborate devices developed by the CIA and KGB.
One example that I particularly like is the shoe concealment device you see here used by the KGB in the 1980s. And a concealment device basically could be any everyday object in which you hide potentially incriminating material, so typically film, but it could be communications equipment.
This vodka bottle, as well as this jar of face cream, were used to transport microfilm. And this crest was given to the American ambassador by Soviet pioneers. Only 6 years later, embassy employees discovered that it had an electronic bug built in. Seen against a background of modern computer technologies, the museum exhibits look more like props for filming spy movies. But some of them are still used by real spies. For producer Natalia Dmitrichenko, Brian Allen, VOA News.